This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you were hoping for a presidential result this morning, you'll need to wait a little more as several states continue counting ballots. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia continue to count Wednesday morning. One thing we have learned this morning, polls in America are broken, and most projections fell way short or were completely wrong in most predictions. If you look at the nearly $1 billion spent to win seats in the House and Senate, Tuesday was a disaster for the Democrats in D.C. The results remain unofficial, but it looks as if the Senate will remain as a Republican majority and the House Democrats will remain in power, albeit with less dominating numbers. Republican women beat incumbent Democrats for five of the House seats. The wins are in South Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida, New Mexico, and Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There is still no call in the presidential election at this hour. In other news, a Palestinian motorist fired a pistol at Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday and was killed by them, a military spokesman said. Palestinians identify the dead man as an officer in their security forces. While there is no Israeli casualties in the incident at a roadside military position near the Palestinian city of Nablus, a Palestinian security officer identified a preventative security service officer and resident of a village outside Nablus as the man killed in the altercation. As Tropical Storm Eta continues to cause heavy rainfall and flooding in Central America, the storm could make a loop and head back into the Caribbean, with some projections having it heading towards South Florida. We'll know more in the coming days. The slow-moving storm has weakened, but a possible threat continues to be rainfall over central Florida. NASCAR's season finale 500 invades Phoenix 3 p.m. Sunday on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Trump spoke from the White House shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning, D.C. time.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much, and I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. I want to thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it to support our incredible movement. We won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. My good friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, joins us now, the best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. We're going to talk about that. But I also especially want to talk about the post-glow, if we might say, of the return, the event that happened on September the 26th at the D.C. Mall. Jonathan, welcome. Always good to have you with us, sir.
Always great to be with you, Bill.
Well, I've been saying time and again, Jonathan, I was eager to have you on to talk about this, and that is that we cannot let the fire go out, the fire that was ignited on September the 26th. Hundreds of thousands of people coming together in prayer, seeking God's face, asking for forgiveness, repenting, humbling themselves. This energy and this vision needs to continue, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't, you know, the return is not just an event. You know, that was the focal point, but it is the whole point of the return is exactly what happens when we do come together to repent, to follow what it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, which you alluded to. And that is, you know, it's the beginning. It is the beginning, and we cannot stop praying now. And we are at a most critical moment as we also head to the election, as we head to the end of this tumultuous year, 2020. That is what it's all about, revival. You know, without revival, America is lost. It's not just the political things that happen, because that's not going to save us. It's revival. And revival begins with repentance, but it's got to continue.
Jonathan, and I agree, without revival, imagine what's ahead of America right now as we continue to deal with this pandemic, knowing that really it was an act of war by the Chinese. Do we want to go to war with the communist Chinese before we reconcile ourselves to the God of heaven's armies who would go before us and fight that battle? Or do we want to do it in and of our own might? Because potentially that could happen.
Yeah, well, that really gets to the heart of the Harbinger and what happened in the last days of ancient Israel, and that is that when shaking was allowed to come to the land, the what God was using it for, allowing it for, was to call the nation back. And for those who know from the Harbinger starting until now, you know, 9/11 was the first shaking, and then all these signs came, which were linked to the response of Israel when they were shaken. Instead of coming back to God, instead of repenting, their response was, we're gonna come come back stronger than ever, and not by coming back to God, but by our own power. And that really sealed the judgment. And all the, what began with 9/11 and the response of America was the, was to do this on their own. We're going to get back on our own. And that's what all centered on this scripture, Isaiah 9:10, which is what the vow that they did, that they gave back then of we're of defiance. We've been following on that course. And so if we try to solve our problems without solving the ultimate problem, which is not political, which is not economic, which is not military, it is spiritual.
Yes.
That is the ultimate thing. If we're right with God, then it's just like it's just in our own lives too, Bill. If we're right with God, we don't have to worry about the other things. If we are not right with God, then no matter what we do, it's not going to solve it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see disaster if we don't come back to God.
And there's something about 19 years, as you say,
yes.
That cycle of 19 years. When I did a study when I was in Bible college, and numbers are important to God. And I found the number 19 to represent faith. So is God calling us back to faith in that 19-year shaking?
Yeah, well, interesting, because for those who don't know where the real, and this is what made me for years look to the year 2020 and say, Lord, is this going to follow this template that is the template of national judgment? And for those who don't know, it's very simple that the first strike or wake up call that comes with an enemy attack that happened in ancient Israel, happened in ancient Judah, and then there's a shaking. Then comes this window of time where the nation has this chance to come back to the Lord, and it's really a window of grace, and so we've had that. But how long is it? Well, when you look at ancient Judah, this is Jerusalem, the attack came in 605 BC, that's Babylon, that's Nebuchadnezzar, and then comes the greater shakings years later, it goes to destruction. Well, when was that? That was 586 BC, so it's 19 years. Well, with 9/11, that was 2001, so 19 years is 2020 as to be the year of the shakings. Now, now the ultimate point, that's why, Bill, that's for two things. Coming into 2020, I had this very strong sense, and I even shared it publicly, that this was going to be a year of shaking and dark events. And yet God has a purpose, which is, you said, faith for revival. So the thing is that I was looking to this, and I knew there was two things I had to do. And the first thing was I had to write the book. I had to write The Harbinger 2, because this was going to be the continuation of The Harbinger. I had to warn and get that word out. So I did that. The other one was the return, because if America doesn't come back, then the end of that template is judgment. So, yeah. This is the God calling, no matter how you look at it, judgment, the end of the window, the call to revival, the call to return. But it is life and death.
Jonathan, do you believe we're right there at that tipping point, that we can't look for another 19 years of warnings, that we're at that point now where, the call is either we return or face judgment? Is that what you're seeing?
Yes. Yeah, that is the warnings of all these things, because the fact that these are not what has been replaying in America, and that's what began when I was at Ground Zero and 9/11, and when I saw that what is replaying is not the beginning of the template, it's the ending part. It's not just something that happened in ancient Israel, it's something that happened towards the end. And yes, there was a 19-year period, and I'm not saying, listen, God we can't put him in a box, he can do right. as he will, and we want to pray for many more years. But the point is, all the signs are pointing towards the ending point. So, yeah, I believe it is more critical than ever, and it's not, an election is critical, but it's not just an election.
Right.
We've had an election, we had a conservative administration, but America is still heading down away from God. So revival, return, repentance, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer and the only answer.
Exactly, because look what hangs in the balance here. As you say, this is a spiritual battle more than anything else. The manifestation of this conflict is the way conservatives, the way people of faith are being attacked. The lawlessness has taken place, the continuation of abortions, which, they're arguing right now, even as we are trying to confirm a new justice to the Supreme Court, the issue. Really, what it comes down to is Roe v. Wade once again, and the continuation of millions of babies being aborted in mothers' wombs.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And it was the same thing that happened with Judge Kavanaugh. It was ultimately about abortion. It's ultimately about life. That's the ultimate thing. And an interesting thing, Bill, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this, but when, you know, the return is actually set as the 10 days of awe, you know, in the Bible, the 10 days of repentance between Feast of Trumpets beginning there and heading with, you know, ending with Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And that's a time of repentance. But just as it was beginning those 10 days, just as the eve was...
Jonathan, I'm going to let it absorb people's brain for a minute. We got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s, just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back. with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2. Jonathan, I hated to stop you right there, but it was so important because I want you to get the entire punctuation of how things came together, how God, not Donald Trump, not Jonathan Kahn, not Pastor Jessup. I mean, we're talking God himself, how he orchestrated these events.
Yes. What I was told, Bill, after the event, and by more than one person, because they were watching the event and they were watching the news at the same moment, said the moment the return, the sacred assembly part, which ended at 5, the moment I said the word shalom at the end of the final blessing, that's at the moment that Donald Trump, that the president announced Amy Barrett, the very second. You know, so it ended and converged at the very second. So there's so much warfare over this, and you're exactly right. This is about life and death, and the issue of abortion is not some side issue. This is central. We're talking about over 60 million children. If one party gets in this election, they're going to expand it to the point where we are all going to be paying directly for the killing of unborn children through our dollars. The other side is trying to overturn it. And remember something, Bill, that when these judgments came on ancient Israel, one of the key reasons why it came, the Bible says, was because they were offering up their children. Yes. And in fact, Jeremiah, you know, he prophesies over this. For those who saw the word I gave at the return, I was led to reenact that. He took this jar and he smashed it. So I did that on the stage because I was saying, Lord, should I do this? And it was absolutely yes. Because of what they did to their children. And he prophesied that it was in the 19th year when all these judgments would come. He prophesied a plague would come on the land linked to this. So that's how critical and crucial this moment is and this issue is.
Yeah, and I especially like in Jeremiah how he quoted the Lord about how they were murdering their children. He said, how did you come up with that idea? I never even thought of that myself.
Well, the first thing is that what I saw is that when Jeremiah was prophesying that the judgments that would come on the land, one of the things he said, and this is the 19th year of Israel's template and judgment, he said because of what, he said, number one, it will include plague and pestilence, that's disease, as in pandemic,
yes.
That's one of it, and he said that when he made this, he spoke of, this is because of what you did in this valley, which is where they killed the children, and when you look at that, and I know we spoke about this on the other time, but there's so many eerie parallels between this. Like when the plague first came to America, or first was identified in America, next day it made headlines all over the country that it was in America, and the date was January 22nd next to the headlines, which is the day that America legalized the killing of children.
And also,
what Jeremiah said, he said it's going to come, the plague is going to come, especially to the place where the children's blood were shed. And in Israel, that was a place called Tophet. Well, in America, it's New York. That's the capital of abortion in America. More children have been killed there. And where did all the greatest, by far, death count, it came to New York City, the center for the world,
right,
of the plague. So, and there's so many, I mean, uncanny. That's what I put in the Harbinger 2. There's a whole chapter called The Plague, which has all these eerie things, the bomb of Gilead. We talked about that. All these things, so it's quite striking. I mean, I won't go into these, but I'll even say this, it's not only the plague, this plague has been determined even to the exact date, which I won't go into, but it's linked to abortion.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not saying that's the only reason, but that's clearly something that invokes the judgments of God.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, you and I talked about this, I said, I felt like God had shown this to me about 10 years ago, that we could only hope and pray for what I called a Nineveh moment, where the people would see the evil of their ways and return. Back then, it took a fish spitting out a prophet onto the land there in Nineveh, the reluctant prophet. But the thing that was really significant then was that the leadership caught the and understood what Jonah was saying, and it ignited repentance and revival in the land. I thought it was significant that Donald Trump delivered a message to the people. I believe it was at 11:59 a.m. Eastern Time. Is there any relevance there between what happened in Nineveh and what happened with Donald Trump?
I think, I'm glad you brought that up. But, you know, I was thinking about that last night. Yeah, the king, you know, in revivals, and it's not that revivals have to happen that way, but when you look at these key moments, Josiah, you know, Nineveh, God uses the king, you know, to confirm it. And that is what happened in the middle of the return. It's actually, Bill, that's when we announced it. It actually happened while I was speaking.
Yes.
I believe it was like 11:30 or something like that. We got the word from the White House. And it was this announcement from the president recognizing that day, you know, as September 26th, as a day of prayer and return. And he spoke about the need to return to, you know, to the faith of America. And he spoke about, he actually, in the proclamation, it actually has the same thing, one of the quotes that I said during that message at the same moment, which was Washington's warning to America that if we cannot, no nation can disregard the orders of heaven and expect the blessings of God to remain on it, you know. And so he put, that was in there. And so, yeah, I think that is very crucial. Now we were wanting and hoping that he would give a call before the return, or, you know, call that people could do it. But at the same time, the fact that the king, in a sense, the king of the land, recognized it with that, and technically by that is saying, yes, we should return. I think there's something in the spiritual realm that I agree with you, very crucial. And the interesting thing, and I didn't realize this, the day after the return was Yom Kippur. And what is read on that day, the appointed, is about Nineveh and the return of Nineveh and the king issuing the proclamation.
Well, and this whole thing, as we talked about the last time, Jonathan, about the day, I mean, you this is 5 years in the planning as you're putting this together. And as it's being unveiled, you realize even with the return, like you say, the day on that Sabbath, the scripture reading was about the return.
Which we had, again, this is like what you were talking about, Bill. We could never have planned it, and never, we had no idea. And that is that it's called, that day is called Shabbat Shuvah on the biblical Hebrew calendar, which is from ages past. And what it means is, Shuvah means the return. So it's literally the day of the return, and all around the world, they're opening the scrolls on that day as we're gathering. And the appointed scripture is Joel 2, which is the scripture of the return, which says, sound the shofar, which is how we began. It says proclaim a solemn assembly, which is exactly what the return is. These are things, I mean, you know, this is appointed by God. I mean, and God, I have no question God is calling him. Even this, I don't know if you heard it, Bill, if you heard the tape or it's on the web, you know, the message for those who haven't. But as I'm speaking, and it's a kind of, and I say, you know, and this could come through shaking, the heavens literally were rumbling.
Yes. Thunder. I remember that. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, thunder, and we're at a stop two times, you know, that people saying, and then as we kneel down and we're praying, you know, and we're praying for America, then the clouds part and the sun comes out, you know, so we didn't do those special effects, you know, this is the Lord.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do. I understand that. But, you know, to me, it was one of those offerings. I mean, just even scripture itself, Jonathan, you know, you're reading the scripture that people are reading around the world on the appointed day. There's got to be something just incredibly powerful as that comes together.
Yeah, I believe, I mean, listen, I've seen this in my life, Bill. I know you've seen it. And also, my books are often filled with these things, that all these things are converged. You know, God has every moment in his hands, you know.
Yes.
And there are things that are appointed. We just have to walk into it. And the return is one of those things that is, so all these things are just confirmation that God is calling us to return. It starts with the church. You know, it starts with us repenting. And it's the nation. But this is our moment now.
We cannot lose the momentum. Exactly.
Yeah.
It is our moment. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, best-selling author of the new book, Harbinger 2, a must-read, available at all the usual places, linked on our website. And for those of you, if you want to see Jonathan again, we played a portion of it last week, of the return event. You can go to the website, and that website is thereturn.org, right?
Yes, you can go to thereturn.org. It'll have the whole thing. And if you want to see just the speech, you go to the... You YouTube, Jonathan Kahn. You'll see the speech, but either way, yeah.
Jonathan Kahn, as always, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. You got it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you were hoping for a presidential result this morning, you'll need to wait a little more as several states continue counting ballots. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia continue to count Wednesday morning. One thing we have learned this morning, polls in America are broken, and most projections fell way short or were completely wrong in most predictions. If you look at the nearly $1 billion spent to win seats in the House and Senate, Tuesday was a disaster for the Democrats in D.C. The results remain unofficial, but it looks as if the Senate will remain as a Republican majority and the House Democrats will remain in power, albeit with less dominating numbers. Republican women beat incumbent Democrats for five of the House seats. The wins are in South Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida, New Mexico, and Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. And with us right now is the nationalized, recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, and budgetary issues, the one and only Lou Euler. Lou, how are we doing, buddy?
You're just fine, Bill. Great to be with you as usual.
I'll tell you, excited to talk about this third quarter number, huh? GDP growth, 33.1%. You tell me a Biden administration is going to get anywhere close. Is that even possible?
No, they just couldn't climb out of the recession that they were in. But the Trump tax reform measure has just been a blessing across America.
How can people forget that? Remember that that recession went on forever. I think the longest recession America was ever in because of the policies of the Obama-Biden administration. Now, you tell me what, if anything, different are they going to do? Because the Democratic policies seem to be ingrained in their psychology, are they not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And they kept the taxes high. that's the main change that Trump and the conservative Republicans put into the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act was serious reductions in tax rates. And contrary to what the New York Times and Washington Post have complained about the major corporate tax rate reduction, that's what has stimulated all the jobs and the return of capital from Europe to America and all of the rest of the good things. So you have to talk about all taxes, not just on individuals, but the tax rates have been cut dramatically for the average family of four across America.
Well, common sense and experience has taught us, Lou, that, look, taxes have to go across the board. Yes, business creator, the job creators have to be helped along. If they're not, then there's no job creation. We were up to our earlobes in restrictions and high taxes and everything. I mean, we couldn't really compete on the international stage. I mean, it took a businessman like Donald Trump to break that down and to have the courage to convince even his own party that this was something that we had to do. And look what happened. As soon as he did that, businesses started repatriating here in America. Jobs were on the increase. I mean, it was amazing what he was able to do in short order just with some, you know, common sense economic, you know, resolution.
Yeah, that's right. And people have to recognize the reality that corporations do not pay taxes. They collect them from whom? From their employees in lower wages and fewer jobs, from their customers in higher prices for the goods or service of that company, and from their owners, including the 401k accounts so many people have across America, and those are reduced. So this business of talking about playing to the rich and Wall Street and the corporations is just nonsense once one understands the economics reality of the tax system.
Right, exactly. Well, this is, the tax system was created by our government. It started out attacking the very wealthy, right? It started with, hey, we're going to go after that top 1%. And then the next year, because all the top 1% figured it out, they said, okay, all right, well, it's just a pass-through deal. And they had attorneys to explain all that down to them. And so the government said, well, look, let's not go after the guys with all the lawyers and everything that know better and they're smarter than us. We'll go after that 99%. And that's the way it's been ever since, hasn't it?
It has been, and the lowest unemployment rate experienced in the last 50 years has occurred under tax reform, and those benefiting best and most are blacks, Hispanics, and others, and we have increased the size of the labor force dramatically so that more people are working, manning the oars, instead of just being along for a free ride.
Right.
That's the way America's supposed to work.
Well, and the other thing too, Lou, people need to remember is under Biden Obama, because of what they did, thank you very much, as part and parcel of Obamacare, is it sent people running and looking for other jobs. So people just didn't have one job anymore because of the restrictions of Obamacare, as you'll recall. They end up having, you know, pick up maybe a third job in order to pay their bills.
Yes, no, that's right. And what is key, too, is the rate of economic growth of the nation, of the economy. When Obama Biden left office 4 years ago, the economic growth rate was 1.2% per year. That takes 70 years to double the size of the economy. At 4% per year growth, which Ronald Reagan achieved and which Trump has gotten close to and we will achieve again, it takes just 18 years to double the size of the economy,
exactly.
Which means that everybody gets wealthier faster.
Well, and I maintain if we had a little bit of cooperation, okay, instead of all the resistance that's been going on for 4 years, we'd have realized, high 3% GDP at least, Lou, with my very embryonic consideration of economics and tax and spend and the way the government operates. But the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, they did the American people no favors by doing everything they can to discredit this presidency and to be an absolute pain in everybody's back. End and all to what? All to gain power and hopefully the American people. And it seems like they might be connecting the dots here. That after November the 3rd, maybe they might hear from the American people, the Democrats I'm talking about. Can you hear me now? They're not into socialism. They want cooperation. They want unity. And we expect our government to work on the people's behalf, not on the party's behalf.
That's right. And then when you think of the source of this criticism, the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, she and her husband earn millions of dollars, are very wealthy. They live in San Francisco in a palatial mansion. She doesn't understand the plight of average Americans. She cannot correspond with the average person and their family and the jobs and the demands on them. You bet.
This is why people, Nancy Pelosi is the perfect reason why many Americans are calling for term limits. This has gone way out of hand, and people go to serve, not to become wealthy. And Nancy Pelosi has made an inordinate amount of money. And, of course, we're seeing the same case here with these, these latest revelations about the Biden Family Inc., right?
Well, that's so troubling, is that the regular media have ignored what Bob Alinsky had to say about the excesses of the Biden family in reaching out to gain millions from their position. That is just so troubling, absolutely troubling about public officials. You bet.
Without a doubt. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, Lou Euler. Lou, how can citizens connect with you and get activated to be part of the solution and not part of the problem?
Come to our website, www.limittaxes.org, and join in and help and participate with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process
process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call Get Callers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Gil Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. And, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to be great to be talking about this movie. It seems like everybody's talking about Two Hearts, which is touching millions of hearts around the world. It's a decades-long love story of Leslie and Jorge Bacardi of the Bacardi Rum Dynasty. And Leslie joins us now. Leslie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Michael is our good friend that joined us.
Sorry,
this
Michael,
is Bill.
You're right. I apologize, Bill. Bill Martinez, my fault. Thank you for having me.
No worries. No worries at all. But first of all, Leslie, the story of the love story of you and Jorge is so special, and our condolences, because we got the news that Jorge had passed away. Prior to the release of the movie, and we just want to pass our condolences on to you.
I sincerely appreciate that. Thank you very much, Bill.
Well, your story is a love story. I mean, here you are. You're with the Bacardi Rum Dynasty. People who you knew in your inner circle understood what was going on, probably very envious of the special love that you and Jorge shared together in the midst of, a walking time bomb that was in the middle of your lives. But here are the two of you. Because of the faith that you shared, we're able to, be an example to so many people and probably many people who came in contact with, the love that you and Jorge shared probably wish that they could have the same love that you guys had.
I'm sure they do. We were extremely blessed, Bill, to have that relationship and have, be so close and respect each other and all the love and the fun and being told you're loved five times a day doesn't hurt either.
Exactly.
So it truly was a blessing. We had a great time, and we were able to share it with a lot of our family and a lot of our friends, which has made our life so rich.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been a great road together, but we always knew that there was going to come a day when life was going to get a lot more difficult, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
But we did most things we could think of doing before that happened, and felt that when one of us was finally gone, people would say, don't worry about them. They're okay. They've done everything. They've said everything. They're all right.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how our life has been lived, and we're really blessed for all of that.
Well, it really, I mean, the fact that you're sharing this with us is such a gift. And I don't know if you really appreciate that, but because it seems that you and Jorge did live a life of giving. I mean, you've been very generous, and to share something this personal, you know, with family, friends, but now the world is just extraordinary.
Well, we have always tended to be fairly private individuals, and this story about that we've produced here is really has nothing to do with the rum company or anything like that. It's just strictly, you know, our life and our experiences and how we grew and what we went through together. And I'm hoping to spread the word out there that love is a good thing, and there is hope out there, and there are wonderful people out there to get to know and that are willing to share things with you that you could never possibly imagine.
Exactly. Well, the film is based on you and your husband's really true love story, and you mentioned saying I love you five times a day at least. Give us a little bit more insight into your relationship.
Oh, well, if you've watched the movie, you've seen us meet and grow together and everything else. But we just had so much fun together and everything. Liked a lot of things together. We loved our boating. We loved our traveling. And we loved families and friends. And so we had a lot of entertaining and a lot of things like that. And and my heart is just full of millions of great memories. And the hardest part for me right now is that I don't have those hugs and kisses. And really, really good at that. So that's what I'm missing right now.
How did you and Jorge meet?
Well, we met on an airplane, actually. I was a Pan Am flight stewardess.
Uh-huh.
And Jorge was a passenger, a very nervous passenger at that.
Wow.
And that was how fate started this whole romance and love and everything together.
So he didn't like flying?
No, he'd been in a very bad airplane accident a couple of years before that where he thought he was dying and everybody on the plane did.
Mm.
But he made it. So he wasn't a great flyer, but that was a very worthwhile flight, I will say.
Yes, I bet, for both of you, without a doubt. What was it like to see, you know, I mean, you're there and the movie's coming together, this vision that you and Jorge had about telling the story, and it starts coming together, and here, you know, you see yourself on the big screen, your story unfold. How did that impact you?
Oh, it's very shocking to see yourself up there on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
We were very lucky, and we had two excellent actors that played our roles, so that made it much more palatable and easy to watch. But it's kind of hard to open the door to so many people out there into your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that I could do it again, but we had something that we thought would be good for the world. It was positive and a gift and a lesson and everything. And we hope at the end of the day that people learn something about this, or people become organ donors, or turn around to their neighbor and look at the good in them and not in the bad in them, and just things like that.
Leslie, what have you learned from the experience? I'm talking about the movie particularly. I mean, you've got so many things to learn between you and Jorge. We could be on the air together, you know, for a long time talking about the experiences. You know, from the movie experience and the impact that it's having on people, what are you learning from this?
Oh, well, first of all, that you're not alone, that there are a lot of people out there with you. somebody watching over you all the time. It's great to be able to share these things with everybody. So that's a big help, and I hope other people will realize that as well, that you can turn around and somebody else is going to be there for you. But you have to be able to give back to them, too, and not just be a taker, but be out there and give them to everybody. Yeah, we have a lot to share. So.
Right. Yeah, and I like the way you put it, that we have a lot to share, and because sharing is a good thing, and that we find that, you know, the words of God echo constantly, that it's better to give than receive, and in giving we're just so blessed back beyond measure. That's been my experience. The feedback that you're getting from people that have enjoyed and have seen Two Hearts, what stands out the most for you?
I guess a lot of it has to do with our friends and everything else, and a lot of it is like you don't ever quite realize how appreciated you are or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been very overwhelming for me to realize that I did make a difference in people's lives. And when I get messages and letters from the people that are staying at the Gabriel House of Care that we built to honor Jorge's donor, I mean, there's nothing much greater than that, than knowing that you're able to help somebody out at a really difficult time and give them some camaraderie, give them some support, and give them that safety net that they know that there are other people out there that care.
Right.
So that's been a big gift to me.
Yeah. And there's a story behind the Gabriel House, which originally, you know, Jorge referred to Gabriel as his guardian angel, and this was the donor that extended Jorge's life originally, right?
That's correct. We didn't know the donor's name, and we would go for walks and to try and build up his stamina and everything, and we would talk about this young boy and about wondering how his family was and feeling the pain. Our highs were their lows, and that was very difficult, but we couldn't keep calling him that boy or that kid. And I finally turned to him and said, we have to give this child a name. We can't. And
it's
Gabriel. He said, my special angel is looking over me.
Right.
So that is why it is named Gabriel House of Care.
Gabriel House, and of course, the story of Two Hearts is really actually, in a way, you could say Five Hearts, because you had the young boy, you had the family, you and Jorge, and, you know, from the Five Hearts, as I said in the opening, millions of hearts are being touched, and realizing that, organ donation is a reality, and it's a positive thing, and it's happening in our lives today, right?
Oh, it absolutely is. It's amazing when you think about the difference that just one single person can make. Christopher saved five lives.
Mm.
And when you save five lives, you're not saving just that one particular recipient. You're saving their family's lives. You're saving their friends and the community. And it gave us an opportunity to be able to give back to help more people. So, I mean, something that really blossoms if you use it right.
Exactly. Well, Leslie Bacardi, I cannot thank you enough for the gift that you and Jorge have given the world with this movie, Two Hearts. It is now streaming and available, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. You just go on twoheartsthefilm.com, and that will tell you which theaters it's in or anything else.
Well, Leslie, again, we thank you for your time, your story, your gift, and our heart is with you during this time as God continues to comfort you for your loss of Jorge, and Jorge continues to live in this movie, and this is such a blessing. And again, thank you. Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing it with us.
Oh, well, thank you for your time, Bill. It was a pleasure.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.